This is a Quest Life in God podcast with Andrew Brandon on the topic of living with God. This is the third of five episodes entitled Creating a Rule of Life. The original music is composed and performed by Russell Stokes.
In my devotional a couple of weeks ago, I suggested that we should develop a rule of life. Just to refresh your memories, the descriptor rule of life is an ancient practice devised to help us manage our time. It's unique because rule acknowledges the fundamental importance of God's rule in our lives. Jesus is like the hub in this cycle wheel. There it is. The Campagnola super record, survivor of thousands of miles. All the spokes of life, our employment, our family relationships, friendships, practical tasks like shopping, housework, gardening, and all those leisure activities that enrich our lives and give us so much pleasure are attached to Jesus, the hub, and find their true alignment in him. The Jesus hub is a unifying reality in the wheel of life. Without the Jesus hub, life is full of interesting but disconnected activities. A rule of life, unlike any other time management tool, places Jesus where he rightfully belongs, as the crown king and ruler of our lives. This is the meaning of the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom. Oh, I love this word. Shalom. It means the integration of life in God. When rule establishes shalom, Jesus becomes the hub of all we are and all we do. The disparate parts of our lives quit fighting each other. The civil war ends, and there's true peace and harmony in our souls. This is an exquisitely beautiful reality. Let's make it practical. We vacuum the carpet, write an essay, mow the lawn, watch a film, paint the kitchen, walk the dog for the glory and the praise of God. Okay, you want something to chew on, to mull over in your minds. How about this? We enjoy everything in Jesus and enjoy Jesus in everything. Chew on that for a few seconds. Tastes good. Nourishes the heart. We enjoy everything in Jesus and enjoy Jesus in everything. Can you feel the shalom? The kingdom of God, writes the Apostle Paul, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now it's time for me to break cover and be honest with you. I've been struggling for several weeks with this idea of rule. Rule of life is not a recent discovery for me. Rule has been part of my life for over 40 years, establishing rhythms of prayer, work, exercise, and leisure. But the coronavirus and self-isolation have thrown everything out of sync. I'm facing a rule meltdown. Before the attack of COVID-19, my time was organized by teaching and lecturing assignments, media projects, team meetings, mentoring and training opportunities, hospitality, social engagements, and international travel. Rawl allowed me to maintain my life with God and imposed a measure of control on my working practices. Suddenly, all my work was cancelled. Chop, just like that. No more 8:30 appointments in the city. No sermon series or lectures to prepare. All public church services suspended. All projects postponed. In a moment, time flatlined. The clock stopped, and I was left with a blank diary and the luxury of abundant time. I admit, I didn't welcome the luxury. I was disturbed and disorientated by it. My old rule of life that has served me well for many years didn't work anymore. It wasn't designed for a world socially isolated by a pandemic. I was plunged into a dystopian world invaded by a killer virus. Friends became dangerously ill. It didn't feel real. I had to come to terms with a new reality. My role demanded urgent changes to adapt to these new contingencies. Maybe the idea of rule is new to you, but not the practice. You have established healthy rhythms of life that have given Jesus first place. He is the hub of your life. But like me, you're struggling with this new and totally unprecedented circumstance. Who'd ever have thought that the world would suddenly stop and retreat into a quarantine bunker? It's like the first scene in the film 27 Days, a deserted London. Fortunately, the virus doesn't turn us into crazed killing zombies. This new world is incredible. The big question for me is, how do I adapt my rule to these new circumstances? Believe me, I don't have it all worked out. I'm very much a work in progress, so let's work on rule together. I made a video yesterday titled Rule of Life Part 2, which was supposed to be today's devotional. I watched it and concluded that it was a heap of rubbish. I was just adapting second-hand ideas from cognitive therapy and patching them together in a pseudo-rule. It was like watching an imposter who was wearing my face. Fake news. I sent Trace a late-night text and email and told her to scrap it. You see, we pastors like to pass ourselves off as experts. But the coronavirus has leveled the playing field and exposed my duplicity. At 5 a.m. this morning, I was in my office with a big mug of steaming filtered coffee, delicious, wrestling with my demons and struggling to create a script and video that match my experience. Something authentic that would serve as a lifeline for people struggling like me. So here we are, in my study, my private space, but you're all welcome. Let's get started on a rule of life. Take 2, rule of life, part 2¾, the authentic pitch. The first thing I do in creating a rule of life is to identify the essential activities indispensable to daily living. Time with God, spending quality time with Paulie, my wife, maintaining communication with family and close friends, housework, shopping, preparing and cooking food, paying bills, replying promptly to correspondence, gardening, fitness and health, and caring for other people. You may think of a few more besides, but these are enough for now. These must be included in my rule of life. Next, we need to identify those things we'd like to accomplish during this period of enforced isolation. These too should be included in our rule. It's very likely our choices will be determined by temperament and our natural and spiritual aptitudes. For someone watching this video, you've always wanted to learn to play guitar, write a book, learn a language, improve your cooking skills, create a vegetable garden, study theology, read more books, and so on. But you've never had the time. We all have these secret ambitions, don't we? But life is often too busy and demanding for them to be fully realized. We're often full of unfulfilled expectations and hopes. Now we have been given the luxury of time. Remember, we enjoy everything in Jesus and enjoy Jesus in everything. We can plant cabbages for the glory of our King. Rule makes everything holy. I can only manage one big project at a time. I only have two hands. So I have to give these a place in a queue. The first in my queue is to edit an anthology of poems and send it off to a publisher. This has been long overdue. The anthology goes into my rule of life as a temporary addition. When I finish the work, the second project in my clue would take its place. Some of us may be working from home. All my public engagements have been suspended, but I still have live work projects. These need to be realistically time managed and included in my rule. I want this to be a productive time. Because projects and assignments are constantly changing, the best rules have fixed points that are non-negotiable. For example, time with Jesus. But they also allow for fluidity, to adapt to the changing patterns of work, leisure, relationships, and service. Okay. So when you think of rule, don't think of granite monument. Think Lego. Rule can be shaped to our requirements. Indeed, the opposite of rule is not freedom, but chaos. The next stage in the rule process is much more difficult. Translating all the activities and projects on my list into daily and weekly worksheets. Generally, I plan my week first thing on Monday morning. Worksheets are available in Microsoft Excel, if you have that program, or can be downloaded free. Just Google worksheets and you'll be spoilt for choice. I've a couple here to show you. I downloaded these from the internet. That's a daily worksheet. That's a weekly worksheet. At periods during my life, I've used these regularly. These days, I use a large library or use a large diary and put all my engagements and all the things I need to accomplish in that. Filling in a worksheet need not be a solo activity. Our decisions are rarely made in isolation. They affect other people. I'll include Pauline in my modified rule because she knows me and is a fearless critic and is certainly more pedantic in her thinking than me. A good foil for my crazy and often epic imagination. Moreover, many of the activities on my list directly involve her. Housework, gardening, shopping, prayer, fitness and health. I take her out on the tandem because she finds walking difficult because of her arthritis, caring for others and family. A rule can regulate both an individual, a family, and a team. When more than one person is involved, creating a rule is a cooperative activity. That's enough for now. But I'll conclude with two very practical suggestions. When you've created your rule and filled in your worksheets, set your mobile alarm so you keep to schedule on your tasks. In monasteries, they use a bell. Secondly, put your mobile into flight mode in order to complete assignments without constant interruptions. In monasteries, they impose a vow of silence. I love my mobile, but it's rather like a well-loved but unruly dog. It needs to be controlled and leashed, or it can run amok. In this time of social distancing, we can compensate with constant texts, WhatsApp, tweets, Instagrams, emails, and calls. It could become an addiction. Make social time an essential component of your rule, but time schedule the use of the mobile. Leash the beast. Let's impose a vow of silence on our mobiles at intervals during each day. And may God bless us as we create rule that honours Jesus and gives him the first place in our lives. Shalom. Hallelujah.